This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Antoinette Grajeda. During a visit to Little Rock yesterday, U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions discussed the importance of keeping violent offenders behind bars. Speaking to political leaders and police at the office of the U.S. Attorney for the Eastern District of Arkansas, Sessions singled out a 2015 ruling by the Supreme Court. The decision redefined what a violent criminal is, which enabled more than 1,400 people to be released from prison. Sessions, a Trump appointee, said most of them reoffended, which isn't good for society.
Releasing repeat offenders into the community has consequences. It has costs. And those of us who've been around a while know that. Every crime committed by a recidivist released under this court case would not have happened if the law had been enforced or it had been written better by Congress. Every one of their victims would not have been victimized. We must fix this. We must close this loophole.
That audio was courtesy of KATV Channel 7. Later in the day, Sessions hosted a roundtable discussion with Governor Asa Hutchinson near Hot Springs about the best ways to protect schools. A commission appointed by the governor recently released a report with preliminary recommendations about how to be ready for threats like active shooters. The University of Arkansas's Sam M. Walton College of Business is establishing a blockchain center of excellence. In a press release, the college's dean, Matt Waller, says the center's mission is threefold: to develop and establish research partnerships, promote and enable dissemination of knowledge about blockchains, and accelerate industry adoption of blockchain technology. The U of A Board of Trustees and the Arkansas Department of Higher Education officially approved the center in May. The city of Eureka Springs is launching a mobile parking app for downtown. The new Passport Parking app allows visitors to pay for parking with their phone. In addition to paying for parking, users can also extend their sessions remotely, keep track of their parking history, and get email receipts. Drivers can download the Passport Parking app from the App Store and Google Play. The city of Fayetteville is seeking public comment on the latest draft of its Gully Park plan. The city began seeking input to update the park's master plan after acquiring 10 acres on the north side of the park in 2014. Parks and Recreation staff presented the latest draft of a conceptual master plan at the July 12th Gully Park concert. The draft plan outlines areas for various concepts such as court sports, a dog park, and an expanded playground area. Comments can be submitted by emailing parks@fayetteville-ar.gov or by calling 444-3471. The comment period ends at 5 o'clock Sunday afternoon. 12 Arkansas properties in 8 counties are being recommended for nomination to the National Register of Historic Places. The State Review Board of the Arkansas Historic Preservation Program made the recommendation at its meeting yesterday. Properties include the Dr. Neil Crow Senior House in Fort Smith, the Meadow Spring Historic District in Fayetteville, the Voorhees School in Clarksville, and the William Jasper Johnson House in Bull Shoals. Arkansas is taking over the SEC network for 24 hours beginning at 11 o'clock tonight. SEC storied 40 Minutes of Hell will lead off a Razorback basketball-themed day. In honor of the Hogs' 25th anniversary of winning the 1994 National Championship, the SEC network will feature 11 games from the 1993-94 season, capped off by the win over Duke in the title game. The Northwest Arkansas Naturals lost on the road last night to the Arkansas Travelers. The Nats will look to rebound from the 13-7 loss when they kick off a four-game homestand tonight against the Springfield Cardinals. First pitch is scheduled for 7:05 this evening at Arvest Ballpark.